Over the next 2 weeks, we'll have a series of reports about the role Latino voters could play in this year's presidential election. We begin today in North Carolina. The Latino population there has almost doubled since the year 2000. But that growth has not been accompanied by an increase in political power. And that's because only a small percentage of Latinos vote. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, some Latino leaders in North Carolina are trying to address that disparity.
During a recent shopping trip to the mall, college student Amber Ramos and her family found something they'd been looking for quite a while, a table where Amber could register to vote.
Are you 18 or older?
About to be 18 in September.
Before the election. Okay, yeah. Great. Then you can register. What's your last name?
Ramos, R-A-M-O-S.
Amber and her family were at Plaza Fiesta, a shopping center in Charlotte that caters to Hispanics. The Latin American coalition was registering voters there. And Amber, the American-born daughter of undocumented Mexican parents, says her mother led her to the registration table.
She's been wanting me to vote, like, as years go by. She's like, oh, I can't wait for you to vote. I can't wait for you to register. And that's why she found the guy, and now she's telling me to vote again.
Why do you think that's so important to her?
Because my dad was deported.
Your dad was deported?
Yes, sir. And they're fighting for him to come back legally. And since she can't vote, I guess she wants actually a president that will do something good for immigrants and stuff.
Ramos isn't sure yet who she'll vote for, but Hispanic leaders hope politicians will start paying more attention to voters like her. She's part of a fast-growing demographic in North Carolina's Latino community, young adults born in the U.S. to immigrant parents. It's a group the Latin American Coalition is making a special effort to register. Organizer Ruben Campillo has been to high schools and other places where young people hang out. And his table at Plaza Fiesta was a few yards away from where a Latin rock band was playing.
For us as a community, I think it's particularly important that we reach out to those young people, because those are the only ones in their family who are now eligible to vote. You know, some of their parents may be encouraging them to register and to be a voice for them.
Indeed, the Pew Hispanic Center found that while almost 400,000 adult Latinos live in North Carolina, about 70% are ineligible to vote because they're not U.S. citizens. That's the highest percentage of non-voting Hispanics of any state in the country. And Tony Asian of the advocacy group El Pueblo worries Latinos are becoming politically marginalized.
One of the things that we're seeing today in North Carolina is a lot of politicians running on an anti-Latino campaign, knowing that these folks can't vote anyway, so you can go ahead and bash them to your heart's content.
The politicians talk and talk about illegal immigration. Senator Doe actually did something about it.
Most North Carolina political leaders would dispute the notion they're bashing Latinos, but several have made immigration a central campaign theme. Republican Elizabeth Dole kicked off her re-election bid with this TV commercial, spotlighting a federal program designed to deport illegal immigrants who commit crimes. And Dale Falwell was among several Republican state legislators up for re-election who spoke at a small rally last month, declaring illegal immigration a major crisis.
I can tell you that there's two things that civilizations never survive, and that's a devaluation of their currency or a devaluation of their language. And these are two things that Americans are facing.
These politicians say their immigration positions are not anti-Latino. Dole's campaign notes her ad about deporting criminals doesn't mention any ethnic group, while Representative Falwell said at the rally that, in his words, not everybody who's brown is here illegally. But some people at the rally were uneasy about the Latino voter drives, especially when it comes to registering U.S.-born children of undocumented parents. Marion Larrabee is a member of the Minutemen, a group that wants Congress to change the Constitution or the courts to clarify it, so those children would no longer be considered American citizens.
They should be the citizens while their parents are. If their parents are illegal, they're illegal right along with their parents. And if they're illegal, they have no right to vote. They're taking advantage of our laws, and this is not right.
Latino groups in North Carolina say they hope to register a couple thousand new voters this summer. That's likely to have only a small effect on this year's election. But North Carolina's Latino birth rate continues to rise, and they now account for more than half the enrollment growth in the state's schools, foretelling a day when tens of thousands of young Latino Americans will become eligible to vote each year. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.